Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe and follow the podcast. Of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. Yes, it is a game day. The Eagles and the Falcons tonight. Pre-game show starts at 6 on WIP. Nick Foles will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Cannot wait to have Nick Foles with us. And hopefully an Eagles win. Look, good weekend overall. A lot of NFC contenders lost, like the Cowboys and the Lions and the 49ers. An opportunity now for the Eagles to establish themselves as the best 2-0 team. Really, over the next 7 days, the Eagles could knock off the Falcons and the Saints and be the 3-0 team in the NFC. But first things first, the Falcons. Of course, big weekend for the Phillies. That magic number down to 5. The Cal Stevenson game, Buddy Kennedy. Love these guys who are doing the thing. But there's a big story tonight with this game that has come out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere Friday into Saturday. We got the news, and it's official now. A.J. Brown downgraded to out for the Philadelphia Eagles on Monday. And this changes the game. There's no other way to say it. This changes this matchup. It changes how you think about this game. It changes the Eagles' ceiling in this game. You know, there was a school of thought last week this was going to be a rout for the Eagles. They're catching the Falcons at the right time. This could be a double-digit win. They're the first really impressive win the Eagles have had in a very long time. And it still could be that, but it's going to be more challenging without their best player, without their best and most important offensive weapon, and that would be A.J. Brown. That's how good A.J. Brown has been since he got to the Philadelphia Eagles. A couple things that hit you right away. Number one, he doesn't miss games. He doesn't miss games. I mean, that's the reality of this. He doesn't miss games. He has been a durable star since he got to the Philadelphia Eagles. And you look at it, you know, in the last couple years, DeVonta Smith and A.J. Brown are two of the only 12 receivers in the NFL to have started 34-plus games since the start of 2022. They play a lot of football. Only three receivers have played more snaps than Brown during that stretch, the beginning of 2022, when he got to the Eagles. One of them is Smith. So a big part of the Eagles' excellence over the last 2-plus years has been Smith and Brown. Constant, healthy, durable, outstanding players. And now you're without one of them. And you think about the receiving corps tonight in this game, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a lot of Devontae with Jahan Dotson, with Britton Covey. I mean, that's the way I view the wide receiver corps tonight. Johnny Wilson is also banged up. Perhaps we'll see some Paris Campbell, who is probably going to be elevated tonight from the practice squad. But I think you're going to see a lot of three receiver sets out there tonight with Devontae and as the number one. And then you're going to have Jahan Dotson as your number two and Britton Covey as your number three. And that could work, but it also shades you back and gives you, you know, it reminds you, it shades of 2021. Jalen Hurts' first full season as a starter when Devontae is a rookie. So Devontae's better than he, you know, now that he was then. But Devontae's rookie was really the only weapon outside. And it was, you know, it was Jalen Reagor and it was whatever slop they were throwing out there, but it wasn't good enough. And they obviously struggled to move the football that season comparatively to the way they had the last couple of years. All right, so the question is, can they survive? I think they can, but it's going to take a different kind of game plan. Jalen Hurts is going to be very, very smart with the football. He's going to have to use his legs tonight, which were not a big part of the game until the final drive on, you know, Friday night against the Packers. He's going to have to use Saquon Barkley out of the backfield. Kenny Gainwell, when he gets snaps, out of the backfield. Bigger game for Dallas Goedert, all necessary. Devontae Smith's going to have to be a volume guy. I need Devontae Smith to have the kind of game that Cooper Kupp has, that, you know, we see CeeDee Lamb at times have, that we see Amon-Ra St. Brown at times have, when those guys have been number one, CeeDee specifically, and we've seen that evolve over the years where CeeDee Lamb has gone from being a good receiver to a great receiver. Can I get an 11 catch game tonight out of Devontae Smith? He has that ability. Can we do that? Because I think the one thing you'll notice is one of the biggest strengths the Eagles probably had going into this game is now going to be mitigated. I think the way the secondary is for the Falcons, they have one big-time corner, and that's A.J. Terrell. He was going to line up on A.J. Brown. Now he can take Devontae Smith. Okay, now there are other corners. There are other corner and their nickel. That's probably the weak part of their secondary, probably the weak part of their defense. Those were attack spots. And now the question is, will the Eagles still follow that? And will they attack throwing the football to Jahan Dotson and Britton Covey? I don't know. I mean, that is a major question mark if they will do that. That is certainly something they can do, but it's not exactly how you want to, like, do you want to go down throwing the ball to Britton Covey and Jahan Dotson in a game that you really need on a Monday night? I probably wouldn't. I would probably force the ball more to Devontae, to Saquon, to Dallas Goedert, to Kenny Gainwell. That's where the offense should funnel, and we're going to need more out of Jalen Hurts' legs. So for one night, sure, the Philadelphia Eagles could absolutely survive, but it's not going to be as pretty. It's not going to be as over the top, and it's going to put a lot of pressure on Jalen Hurts to be, well, better than the numbers say he is without A.J. Brown. So we have a very clear line of demarcation for Jalen Hurts and his career with A.J. Brown and without A.J. Brown. Okay, so Jalen Hurts, before A.J. Brown arrived, so the final four games of the 2020 season and all of the 2021 season, 59% completion, 84.7 passer rating, 33.9 QBR. I didn't even factor in the playoff loss in Tampa, the first playoff loss in Tampa a couple years ago, Hurts' first playoff game. Going to exclude the postseason, you know, just for the sake of those numbers. It's not going to make it any better. Actually, it would make it worse. So pre-Brown, 59% completion, 84.7 passer rating, 33.9 QBR. Okay, so we've seen it. And it wasn't very pretty. The Eagles went and traded for A.J. Brown, and Jalen Hurts' game and career exploded. With A.J. Brown on the field, 65% completion, 99.4 passer rating, a 68.3 QBR. Jalen Hurts went from a bottom-tier starter to one of the best quarterbacks in the sport since A.J. Brown arrived. We also have one other element of evidence, and that would be last year playoff loss in Tampa. The Eagles score 9 points, Hurts took a safety. Brown missed that game with a knee injury that he suffered week 18 at the Giants last year. You can make a case just based on that. There's no one more important to Jalen Hurts than A.J. Brown. That's how important he has been to his development, his ability to win football games. Hurts was a below 500 quarterback, 9-10, before A.J. Brown arrived. He's been a well above average quarterback, one of the biggest winners in the league since the moment A.J. Brown arrived. So there's a clear line of demarcation. I remember early in Dak Prescott's career, there was a similar line of demarcation with and without pre and post the acquisition of Amari Cooper. You know, back around 2018 when the Cowboys traded for Amari Cooper, Dak pre-Amari, post-Amari was a different player for a couple years, and it feels like we have that now. Now, the hope is, and the plan's got to be, for Jalen Hurts to evolve. And the reason you pay a quarterback this much money is because you want to have him be able to drag you to victory sometimes, not just the people around him. And this is a real tractor versus trailer type of game, where Jalen Hurts feels like more of a trailer quarterback than a tractor pulling you along. But the Eagles need that tonight. They need a Josh Allen kind of performance from him tonight where he pulls them along, where he, you know, he runs for a bunch of yards on top of what he does in the passing game, and he gets through it. Look, if the Eagles were playing the Cowboys tonight, if they were playing the Detroit Lions, the San Francisco 49ers, I would say they're in real, real trouble, and we should have temper expectations. But they're not. They're playing the Atlanta Falcons, and they should be able to beat the Atlanta Falcons in their building at home on extra extended rest. Look at the extra extended rest yesterday for the Packers and what that did for them. They won that football game because their coaching staff had a great plan without Jordan Love. They were able to concoct a great plan. Now, to be fair, that coaching staff is known likely since the minute Jordan Love went into an MRI tube, you know, 10 days ago, that he was going to miss that game yesterday against the Indianapolis Colts, and they prepared for it, and they got Malik Willis ready, and they got a run game ready, and they won a football game. And that's good coaching. Now, the Eagles coaching staff doesn't have that luxury. You know, they found out Friday the hamstring was tight, Saturday didn't practice, and then made the determination on Sunday. So they've had a really crunch here the last few days to remake this plan without A.J. Brown. But that's what good coaching staffs do. This is why you pay a coaching staff. This is why you pay a quarterback to deliver in these kind of moments. It's why you do this. But make no mistake, it is a big blow. In fact, the line over at FanDuel Sportsbook moved right away as soon as the news came down. It went down to 5.5. You know, there are not many players in the NFL, non-quarterbacks, that move lines by a point or more. There just aren't. You know, there's probably a handful of receivers that do it. There's probably a handful of pass rushers that do it. And there's probably a handful of tackles, if that, you know, offensive tackles that could do it. That's it. You know, running backs are not moving the you know, maybe McCaffrey, if you want to say it, but I don't know. I mean, I think McCaffrey's more like a half a point to a point. Meanwhile, these receivers are, you know, like Tyreek and Justin Jefferson and AJ, they could be about a point. They can move this thing about a point in the lines. I mean, there's no defensive tackle. There's no, with Donald out of the game, there's no linebacker in the league that's moving the spread a point. There's no defensive back. There's no tight end. I mean, it's the quarterback position that moves needles. It's the tackle position. It's the wide receiver position. And it is the pass rush, like the T.J. Watt, the Aiden Hutchinson. He's putting himself in that category now. 5 sacks yesterday. Holy moly. But A.J.'s one of those guys. And if the Eagles could survive this, they will come out feeling great because they'll be 2-0. They'll have gotten A.J. Brown rest, and hopefully he'll be ready to go next Sunday in New Orleans in a game that suddenly looks very interesting, as New Orleans has been the most prolific offense in the NFL the first 2 weeks out of nowhere with Clint Kubiak as their new coordinator, coming from the Shanahan tree, and he's maybe revived Derek Carr here. Rashid Shaheed is a big time deep threat right now. And they also have Olave and Alvin Kamara. They look like they're rolling right now. So all of a sudden we have ourselves a situation where it's like, all right, the Saints look like something. So if the Eagles get out at 2-0, give AJ the rest, and he's back for the game on the turf on Sunday in the Superdome, you know, we're feeling great. On the other hand, Eagles can't get through this tonight. They lose this game. We'll come back to those numbers on Jalen Hurts. They are stark with and without A.J. Brown. And all of a sudden, we'll be like, uh-oh, the Eagles are coin flip in New Orleans, and then they have to go to Tampa for another coin flip game. That's 2 coin flip games in a row on the road against 2 teams that are currently, as I speak now, are undefeated. All of a sudden, you know, this season will feel a lot different. Like, tonight is a tipping point game for the Eagles season. It chips in the very, very positive direction, and it gives them a nice cushion to start this season to where if things go really bad the next 2 weeks, they still have a 2-2 record at the bye. And if things go great the next 2 weeks, or good, I would say, is a split, 3-1 at the bye, great the next 2 weeks, they're 4-0 at the bye, and we start talking about home field advantage and all those things coming out as they host the Browns in week 6. Like, that's all there on the table for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's all there if they can win this football game without A.J. Brown. But if they stumble tonight, big question marks start to get asked, and serious doubts start to creep in about, like, all right, what do we got here? What do we got? How are we going to get there? And what's the plan for this Eagles team? But the Brown injury is a big one. I need Devontae Smith to step up. I need Jalen Hurts to step up, because you can't get – you know, you're going to have some possessions tonight that are probably going to be punts. You're going to have some possessions that are probably not going to go where you want them to go because you've lost that ability that you usually have with A.J. Brown. Okay, that's all right. A punt isn't the end of the world. What you can't do is compound that with an interception. You can't compound that with a turnover. You have to be smart with the football. Don't lose possessions. Don't give the other team extra possessions because you're trying to force something. So I need Devonta to step up. I need Jalen Hurts to step up. I need the defense to step up and do the right thing and hold Kirk Cousins and the Falcons to 23 or less. Give Jalen Hurts a chance to get to 24 points. If this game gets into the upper 20s without A.J. Brown, the numbers say, the history says, that's a real big chore for Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. And one more time, I'll give you the numbers, because I thought they were stark. I thought they were totally stark when I looked them up this morning. Pre-Brown, 59%, 84.7 rating, 33.9 QBR. That's without him. With him, 65.7 completion, 99.4 rating, a 68.3 QBR. Big, big stuff. And these guys have been durable, he and Devontae. They lose one of them tonight. We'll see how it affects the offense. Pre-game show starts at 6 on 94 WIP. We will have Nick Foles on the show with us. I cannot wait for tonight. It's going to be awesome. The home opener, I know last week was the first home game. The Eagles were 1-0 at home, but this is the first home game tonight. Tonight is the home opener for the Philadelphia Eagles. Be there if you are coming out. If you're going to the game and you're going to be joining us on the Pepsi Plaza, you know, before the game, walking around, at about, I would say, 6:50. Okay, 6:50 tonight, we're going to have someone come up and a fan's going to get to lead us in an Eagles chant for the whole crowd and everyone there at the stadium. So if you want it to be you, be there tonight. You know, raise your hand, make yourself known, say you heard it on the podcast or on the midday show, and I'll make sure we pick you out. So excited to be there tonight and excited for a game. Hopefully the Eagles could survive without A.J. Brown. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there.